nice to see the All-Ireland champions in Wexford, and they duly got the Guard of Honour from the Wexford team. But from there, after that, then it was a very close game. That was all you got from Wexford.
Yeah, listen, I think, you know, to be fair to Wexford, they were well up for the game. They're full of energy and, you know, really went after it. You know, if we were to give ourselves a chance in that last quarter, we needed to be more efficient, you know, in the previous, you know, especially in the first half. You know, we had, I think it was 12 wides in the first half, you know, so we wasted a few chances there. And, you know, on a windy day like today, you need every score that you can get on the board. And, of course, a goal was always going to be a big score in the game. And the goal went Wexford's way. So, you know, that really put us under an awful lot of pressure in the last 10 minutes.
You still had 9 of the team that won the All-Ireland last year started, and you started 3 20-year-olds. I suppose to give them that bit of experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. You know, you're trying to integrate lads into the group, you know, during the course of the league. So, you know, you're going to have to give them opportunities and real opportunities and, you know, no greater experience for them than to come down here and play down here because, you know, it is a ground that you're going to earn every crust that you get down here. So, you know, we learned that again today.
Yeah, you were down here in 2017. It was actually Davy Fitzgerald's first game, if you might remember it.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll never forget it. Very similar type of game, I suppose, but I think we had a bit of a bigger lead built up. We took more of our chances in the first half that day. But, listen, you know, from our perspective, we wouldn't be happy with the performance overall. And, you know, we're going to have to work a hell of a lot harder and learn from today and, you know, regroup quickly now again because we've Saturday night coming around the corner very quickly.
How difficult is it, John? You know, you've won All-Ireland now and everybody's pointing the figure that you can't be beaten. And is there a danger that creeps into fellas' heads and, you know, that's where your role comes in and it is difficult as All-Ireland champions or is it every day you go out?
Listen, it, you're going to have a challenge, but of course you are. I'm sure that should be for granted. And you have to work very hard for everything you get in this game, and that's the bottom line. And there's very little really between any of the sides, and that's the bottom line as well. You know, we'll work hard. You know, we won't panic. We've got a really quality bunch of people. They are very grounded. They do work very, very hard. They worked really hard today out there. You know, I think we defended extremely well at times today, extremely well. And, you know, I just think we've a bit of work to do. We'll get that work done in the next number of weeks. And, you know, we'll incrementally improve as the weeks go by. So, yeah, we'll be looking for that improvement during the next week.
It was a crucial period 5 minutes before half-time where you did step on the gas a little bit and you could have pulled away, but Wexford stuck in, didn't they?
They did. They hung in there. They worked hard. They hunted in packs. You know, they were full value for the win, really, being honest about it. You know, I think they were the better team on the day. And you know, they're going to take beating, that's the bottom line. But listen, for us, it's about, you know, refocusing on ourselves now and trying to get ourselves to be, you know, an improved side for next weekend.
And February is not a month that you generally worry?
Absolutely not, no. No, there's lots of hurling to be done. And, you know, we'll enjoy every bit of it as we go along.
What did you make of Wexford, John?
I thought they played very, very well. You know, they worked really, really hard. They used the ball well. They hunted in packs. You know, I think you could see Dara's stamp on them already, you know. So, you know, there's always going to be, you know, a bounce, you know, initially when there's a change like that. So, yeah, more luck to them. But for us, I suppose, listen, we're disappointed. And for us, we've got to regroup, and that's the bottom line.
Thanks, Sean.